You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. A lot of things to chop up today. Phone number, email, tweet, do it all. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to our streaming partner. That's Peacock, our radio affiliates under the iHeartRadio umbrella, Fox Sports Radio, numbering nearly 400 affiliates around the country. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Dive into what's left of the John Gruden situation. Now everybody's turning their attention to what I said yesterday they should be turning their attention to, the Washington football team. Are you trying to tell me 650,000 emails and there's nothing to report? Only a couple of emails that have to do with John Gruden. And John Gruden's not a victim here, but he's collateral damage. Washington football team, I'd be curious. What's in some of those emails that maybe other owners may have sent to Dan Snyder? So just nothing to see, huh? We'll also dive into Kyrie Irving. Looks like he is on the outside looking in, and he seems okay with it, and so do the Nets. Kyrie doesn't want to play for whatever reasons. Fine, don't play. We've seen other athletes do this, and it doesn't matter what the cause is. If he wants to sit out, he feels that strongly about it, fine. That's his choice. I respect you if you stick with your choice. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. You're going to pass on all that money. You saw Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons like, I'm going to take a stand here. Wait a minute. How much am I losing? I'm going to come back in. Andrew Wiggins. You know, I don't want to be vaccinated. All right. Well, you don't have to be, but you don't get paid. All right, I'm going to get vaccinated. All right. For whatever reasons, and if Kyrie says I'm going to stay on the outside looking in, good. That's fine. Basketball will move on without you. It does every year. Go down through history with all these names. How are they going to get? No, the NBA is not going to survive without Bird and Magic. They're not going to survive without Michael. They're not going to survive. Yeah, it does. It happens. They somehow, what's going to happen when LeBron steps down? Somebody else is going to come in. That's what happens. Oh, with football, these quarterbacks, what are they going to do when all these quarterbacks retire? There'll be another wave of quarterbacks. That's how it works here. Tim Kirchner, the great baseball reporter, will join us. We'll recap. Astros close out the White Sox. Braves close out the Brewers. Giants and Dodgers, of course, we get a game five. What else would you expect? What a great game last night. Thought the Dodgers were going to win. Now it goes back to San Francisco Thursday night. Here's the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts.
This is what baseball wants. I mean, I think, as I understand it, all the series are done, and so we're going to be the only show in town. So if you have a pulse or you're a sports fan, you better be watching Dodgers-Giants. So it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, Mookie Betts, top of the lineup, played well, got some good pitching, and now we go to San Francisco for Thursday night. But congrats to the Red Sox, Astros, Braves for advancing to the AL and NL Championship Series. But they have to wait for one more game as the Dodgers beat the Giants 7-2 last night. Yes, Eden.
What exactly does Dave Roberts mean by this is what baseball wants?
Probably the home office would like to see this. Baseball fans would like to see a fifth game.
Did they maybe go to some lengths to make sure that this did happen?
No.
Is that what Dave was suggesting?
I think he's thinking, look, 107 wins, 106 wins, it should come down to a fifth and deciding game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was a bigger picture that he was talking about. I think it's just, hey, this is what baseball wants. Yeah, Paul.
Dave Roberts said in a complimentary way, he's a member of one of the two teams in it, so it's not like if you're one of the teams that was out, this is what baseball wanted, if you say it like that.
Yeah. You know, we don't have rivalries in pro sports for the most part, but these two teams have a real history. They go back to the 19th century. They were both in New York. Bobby Thompson's pennant-winning home run in 1951. They both moved west, and they've been battling the whole time. Those fan bases don't like each other, but Thursday's game feels really big, bigger than a National League Divisional Series, bigger than any non-World Series game we've probably had in quite some time. I heard from some Astros fans because, they're still a little tender, a little sore. We got one in the building. I didn't listen to Todd, though. Todd, do you know who the starting pitcher was for the Astros last night?
I think it was Lance McCullers.
All right.
After that, I don't know.
Okay.
I know there's a Gurriel and an Alvarez and Maldonado, and then, after that,
Altuve,
Bregman.
Do you know who got the win?
I don't.
Okay.
I'd have to look at the... I know he came out fairly early. They've been taking pitchers out after 2, 3, 4 innings a lot during the postseason.
But you did watch the game.
I did. I didn't watch every pitch. I went for a walk at one point. But I did know Lance McCullers Jr. was out there for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Yimmy Garcia? He got the win for the Astros?
Okay, we can go with that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job out of you, Danny.
But I'm hearing from my Astros fans who say, yeah, are you going to accuse them of cheating? No. I didn't accuse you of cheating. Other teams that played against you accused you of cheating. Not me. Oh, are they cheating now? I have no idea. All I know is, if you're this good, and I hope they get to the World Series, but if you are this good, then why did you cheat before? Or why were you in a position to be accused of cheating? That's all. Yeah, we don't need to cheat. We're showing everybody. Exactly, which exacerbates why you did it in the first place. So, congrats. You know, Altuve is still one of my favorite players. I love watching him. He's a great player. I don't know if this keeps him out of the Hall of Fame. I don't think it will. I think as time passes, but he's one of the great postseason hitters, and he had another great postseason. I have nothing against the Astros, but I don't have anything against them. It's the other teams that faced them that had something against them. I just said, hey, don't give him the World Series trophy. You're not going to fine anybody, suspend anybody, except for the GM and the manager. Like, I don't have any sympathy for them. I do have admiration for how good they are. And most of those other players have moved on. You got Correa, you got Bregman, Altuve, McCullers. Like, you know, there's still players left over, but that doesn't exonerate you. You got this far? Great. Why did you cheat in the first place? Yeah, Paul.
But it's weird. Like, the Astros, remember last year, they caught a lot of heat from the cheating scandal. And this year, the first month of the season, all the fans who weren't there last year got to boo the Astros. Yeah. Then it kind of faded over the summer. We talked about other stuff and football. But if somehow it's Dodgers, Astros, and the World Series, the topic of the Astros cheating scandal can't not be the lead.
Altuve leads all players in postseason hits, home runs, and RBIs total bases since 2017. Whether he had help in 2017, he still rakes. I mean, that guy goes to the plate and he makes things happen. So Altuve hit a 3-run homer as they roughed up the White Sox and they advanced, winning 3-1. This program is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. That wireless outdoor security camera is awesome. Engineered with all the advanced tech security to keep you and your family safe. To learn more and get 20% off your new system, visit simplysafedan.com. Also, go to danpatrick.com. We have some new t-shirts. The Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt is out. If you would like to be a correspondent, an insider.
Proud owner of a Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt.
I have a Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt on underneath my Kraken sweatshirt. You might be able to sneak into a game. Todd saw me with the t-shirt on. He goes, oh, I thought you actually had a credential around your neck.
It really gives that 3D type kind of look that you had something around your neck.
I'm not saying you should try to sneak into a game, but you might look official if you're walking in with the Jimmy Jimerson press credential, because Jimmy Jimerson, of course, our insider who says absolutely nothing. And once again, this is not based on anybody who's in the business. It's based on a few people in the business who get on TV or radio and just keep talking and don't say absolutely. They say absolutely nothing.
I mean, we're talking about Tom Brady, okay? Okay, I mean, this is Tom Brady that we're talking about, okay?
To a man, that's always my favorite.
To a man, QB1, probably most important position.
Or you get the, let's see, what's another one that comes up with Jimmy Jimerson at the end of the day? The National Football League. I'm hearing, yes, McLevin.
He's a football player.
No, he's a football player. Yeah, but we have the latest Justin Herbert-inspired T-shirt for you Chargers fans. Football is fun. That's what he said yesterday. By the way.
He asked him if he has any fun.
Yeah. I said, do you have any fun? He goes, football is fun. And I went, all right, got a T-shirt.
You go, I love it, man. You're a nerd. You're practicing now.
What? Here's the hot topic going on right now. Now, we're going to dive into other things today. I mentioned Kyrie, what's going on with this investigation into the Washington football team. This, I think, started on Sunday with Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Fame coach on Fox pregame show. And he was talking about he'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. Now it feels like the door's open, and you can't be criticized if you say, hey, I'd take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes, because Jimmy Johnson said it. But this is the new this is a hot topic right now. But let me if I put this to an analyst and I said, all right, you can have, and look, I love Justin Herbert. You know I love the Chargers. You know they hurt me, they break my heart every year. But if you said you want Justin Herbert now or Patrick Mahomes, and you're going to sign him up for 7 years, then you truly believe that you're going to take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. Are you taking him because the Chargers are playing well as a team and the Chiefs are not? Because you're probably going to take Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. I would say let's slow down just a little bit. You know the worst thing that happened to Patrick Mahomes? He had the no-look interception. Oh, my gosh. Did you see what Mahomes did? He threw a no-look interception. All right, the team is not very good as far as defensively, but he still leads the league in touchdown passes. I wonder if I asked Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, who would you take, you or Patrick Mahomes, if you were starting a franchise? Now, maybe they would have the confidence to say this privately, but would you take Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes? And there are a lot of people who feel that way as well, because Josh Allen is a bigger quarterback. He's going to run. He'll make you pay with his legs. That's not normally why I would pick a quarterback over another quarterback, because the MVP right now is Tom Brady. I don't need you to run. I'm glad that you're able to run, but I don't want you to run. Not if you don't have to. You know, you can factor in that Mahomes is 3 years older than Justin Herbert. Is that enough to tip the scales? And for a lot of people right now this week, that's the new topic. Because, look, we're always looking for topics every single week. That's why the Cowboys are leading every show. Cowboys are playing well. But when they weren't, the Cowboys would still be a topic of conversation. Baker Mayfield, a topic of conversation. I mean, it's the same stories every week. And it's just how you kind of twist and turn them. With this one, well, okay, Justin Herbert beat Mahomes in Kansas City, did have the loss to the Cowboys. He played well last week, 4 touchdown passes, ran one in. He's a talented quarterback. No doubt about it. Fun to watch. But Patrick Mahomes gets his team to the doorstep or gets them in the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl. I would be slow to move off of that hill right now. Yeah, McLovin.
And the funny thing is that Chargers-Chiefs game came down to one defensive holding call that they didn't have to throw the flag, and it could have gone to the Chiefs. If the Chiefs had won that game, would we ever hear that narrative?
Browns could have beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. There's a million
Browns
games.
Browns could have beat the Chargers.
So we define our narratives based on these coin flip games, it feels like.
Well, we're basing them off how good your record is, how good your team is. And Mahomes is playing right now for a team that can't stop anybody. Buffalo does have a defense, at least. The Chargers have defensive stars as well. The Chargers and Bills are both better teams than the Chiefs right now. But I don't think I would be diving into the deep end going, I'll take those two, you know, younger quarterbacks right now. What happened? I mean, Mahomes was supposed to be the greatest quarterback ever. Like, he would go down in history, and then all of a sudden we moved off that. I it feels like this is, hey, you guys, somebody's got to take Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. All right, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. If there was an actual draft right now, you can pick any quarterback for your franchise. Are you taking Justin Herbert, Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, McLovin.
This is crazy, but I think Trevor Lawrence would still be in that conversation.
No, he's not.
People love the next.
I know.
He's 21.
I know.
I think NFL people would look at Lawrence. I think it's crazy, but.
Hey, Mahomes is, what, 26? I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? It just feels like this is one of those, let's create something this week. And Jimmy Johnson opened the door. If I said to Jimmy, all right, you're going to start your franchise, Jimmy. You're not going to have Troy Aikman when you go to Dallas. You're going to have Justin Herbert or Patrick Mahomes. Jimmy's taking Patrick Mahomes. He may say that on TV. I don't believe that at all. Yeah, Paulie.
Mahomes, by the way, on this offseason, he's on pace for 51 touchdown passes, which will be the most in NFL history.
All right, we'll take a break. I still want to know what's going on with this investigation into the Washington football team, that somehow nothing is going to be leaked or released. Do they have to release something? But they leaked something with John Gruden. I got to talk to a lawyer. And Andrew Brandt from Sports Illustrated is going to join us. Because this just doesn't make any sense to me. But then I'm not smart enough to be a lawyer. We'll have the fallout with Kyrie Irving. And we'll recap what happened with the Dodgers-Giants last night as we look ahead to Thursday night showdown. Tim Kirkchin from the Mothership will join us a little bit later on. Your phone calls, welcome, emails, tweets, all-around support. We appreciate that. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. But it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. You're talking about 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards are going to take your Discover credit card. That means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You can learn a lot more about this credit card and all the magic that it brings with it. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Poll question, play of the day, all of that forthcoming. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We get to your phone calls coming up. Once again, visit the DP Show store. The Jimmy Jimerson t-shirt is out. I don't know if you asked for it, but you got it. And you Charger fans, we have the Justin Herbert-inspired t-shirt from yesterday's show. When I said, are you having any fun? And he goes, football is fun. That's our new motto. Football is fun. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. McLovin, what kind of poll questions are we thinking about?
I have to put it up. I have to know the answer. If you could start a franchise with one of these quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, 23, Josh Allen, 25, Patrick Mahomes, 26. Early results, Justin Herbert, 45%, Mahomes, 36, Josh Allen, 18. I didn't realize Josh Allen was so old, 25?
Yeah.
Over the hill.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if there's a wrong answer, but the right answer is Patrick Mahomes right now. And until somebody proves me different, if the Chargers or Bills are going to the Super Bowl and Mahomes all of a sudden drops off, I mean, he's probably going to throw for 40, 45 touchdowns again this year. It's not his fault his team can't stop anybody. But keep that in mind. When he goes on the field, the defense knows that he has to throw the football. There's no mystery there. They're still not stopping him. They just give up 32 points a game. Like, historically bad. Yeah, Paulie.
He's won 6 playoff games before the age of 26. He's been in 2 Super Bowls. He could have almost, if it wasn't for Frank Clark, they'd have been in 3, right?
Yeah.
The offsides?
Was it Clark or Jones?
The defensive end. Dee Ford?
Oh, Dee Ford, that's
right. Dee Ford, right. If
Dee Ford wasn't offsides, they'd probably go to 3 straight Super Bowls before the age of 26.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, we didn't put Lamar Jackson, who's only 24, because he hasn't had playoff success. So it's funny. Like, he's almost in a different category.
Well, when it comes to how we rank quarterbacks, we look at their playoff success, right? I mean, that's what this is about, playoff success. Andrew Brandt, Sports Illustrated columnist, and he's a former Packer executive. He was there for Favre. He was there with Aaron Rodgers' draft. Let me start with that, Andrew. If I said right now, start a franchise, and you have to give him a 7-year contract. Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen.
Not where I thought we were going. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
I'm going to go with the new kid on the block, Justin Herbert.
Do you mean that if you're on the clock right now and all three are available, and this has nothing to do with your roster, just that quarterback, you're taking, you know what Mahomes is. you sort of know what Allen and Herbert are, a smaller sample size, and you're going to invest in Herbert or Josh Allen before Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you just mentioned Favre and Rodgers. I'm a strong believer that quarterback is an arm position. Now, all those guys have cannons. All they do. I'm just thinking this guy's got the biggest cannon because you can coach all the other stuff. You can't coach arm strength at a high level. And again, tiny sample size. Of the three big arms there, I'm thinking Herbert may have the biggest arm. That's where I'm going.
Well, I think Josh Allen has the biggest arm, but keep in mind, these three guys all had big question marks coming in. We didn't even think that Justin Herbert was going to play, that he was going to sit. Josh Allen had no real success going into the NFL. I mean, he played at Wyoming. And then Patrick Mahomes, we thought he was sort of a Brett Favre wannabe. And then here they are, you know, maybe the top three quarterbacks.
You know, Dan, you just said something there. No one sits, right? No one sits. We had Aaron Rodgers sit 3 years. That will go down to me as the longest sitting of a first-round quarterback ever. That's why I think Jordan Love will be the quarterback there next year. But listen, Mahomes sat a while, but no one sits. I mean, you say Justin Herbert. I know with the injection of Tyrod Taylor, but he wasn't going to sit. And all five rookie quarterbacks are playing right now. No one sits anymore.
Yeah, but they should. Like, I don't think Trey Lance is ready to play.
But they don't.
I mean, I know.
You know, this Garoppolo and Andy Dalton, and I'm like, and I admit it. I'm like, why? You're like, what are you gaining by having those guys play? Now, I know the guy's going to be raw and rookie and make mistakes and Fields and Lance, but they're going to make mistakes whether they start now in November, December, or 2022.
All right, let me get to the topic I wanted to talk to you about, because you've been on fire on Twitter. So Andrew Brandt, Sports Illustrated columnist, host of Business of Sports podcast, former Packers executive and director of Villanova's Sports Law and Business Program. You said in a tweet that Gruden was sacrificed for the greater good, and in parentheses put NFL owners in there. Who sacrificed him and why?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Let me explain. I just don't get this. For people who haven't been following this closely, this is an inquiry into the Washington Football Club toxic workplace, sexual harassment by a law firm hired to do this. Yet a ESPN broadcaster from emails 10 years ago is the emails that we see. That's the information that comes out of this. Can't debate the emails. Obviously repugnant, reviled, gone. Consequences. Yeah. Right. But why this? And why not others? And why not more? Someone somewhere wanted this out, wanted Gruden gone, maybe wanted DeMaurice Smith saved last week, whatever the reasons. I don't know what the greater interests are here. But to me, this is a sacrifice for something else not coming out, for diversion to this story rather than other stories like this continuing toxic workplace story in Washington. I don't know, Dan. Listen, last week, DeMaurice Smith is having a vote on his reelection the day emails come out, which are very damaging to him, or which are very offensive to him. This week, Gruden continues to coach during the weekend and more drip, drip, drip of emails, and he's out. What's going on here? And I guess my question is, will the drip, drip, drip continue beyond John Gruden?
Okay, if I'm the commissioner and this was leaked under my watch, and I don't know how many people had access to these emails, but these are, I believe, senior executives who look through, comb through these emails. It doesn't take me long to call roll to say, let's come in here, because we had somebody who leaked this information. Does Roger Goodell care that somebody leaked this information?
I think he has to. You know, any leader is going to worry about loose lips sinking ships.
He hasn't said anything publicly.
Yeah, I think that's what we need. All we've had is a statement from their PR guy saying we didn't leak it. Now, this is going to have to be addressed. This is going to have to be addressed. because at some point he's got to address what's coming out of Washington, right? And yes, I think we need statements here beyond, you know, Gruden screwed up. So that's why I use this word sacrifice. And I don't mean to be dramatic with it. I just don't get this. There's more to this story. And be careful what you wish for, I guess, to whoever's leaking it. But here's a question, Dan. Answer me this. I know we've asked questions. What if emails surface from an owner?
No, oh, I know.
Making misogynistic, racist comments. Are we firing the owner? Are we firing the owner? Because we just fired Gruden.
Well, I think that that's what's involved here. I think you have, why wouldn't there be correspondence between owners? You know, Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder are best friends. I think that there was a coup that they were trying to get rid of Roger Goodell a couple of years ago. Do I think that they corresponded in email, perhaps, to say things about Roger Goodell? I mean, it almost feels like Roger Goodell's protecting the owners from the owners.
Yeah, listen, for people who don't know, and I think everyone knows by now, Roger Goodell is paid and hired by the owners. This idea of this player's commissioner, and I know we have some of that with the NBA, but no, they're his constituents. He's there to serve them, and he's done a great job on the business. Business is booming. It's better than ever right now. The NFL has multi-year deals both with labor and with media. They're set. So for whatever reason, they wanted these emails out about Gruden, and they were sent to the Washington Club with Bruce Allen. That's what's so weird here. We don't see responses back from Allen. We don't see anything else from Washington going that way to Gruden. A lot to ask.
But legally,
yeah,
can anybody file anything that brings out these emails that makes them public?
Yeah, it's funny because we got something going on in St. Louis litigation,
yeah,
where they filed discovery requests for that. This is not a lawsuit. That's the difference. You know, this is a investigation which is done by a Washington, D.C. law firm, which seems to be taken over surreptitiously, I think, by the league. So that seems hardly independent.
And also, did John Gruden have his agent present when he decided to step down? And is there a payoff here? Did he get paid for the rest of this? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like Mark Davis shows up and says, John, you got to step down. You know, you can't be a distraction. And then what?
I don't think for a minute he's leaving behind. He's leaving with zero. Okay. So I think there have been a lot of negotiations which may still be ongoing. Say he has, pick a number, 50, 60 million left on that deal. Believe you me, Dan, he's not walking away with zero. So listen, he could be a thorn in the NFL side here. He could be. He says, well, here's what I got back, or here's what I know. And I think he's being paid off as part of a settlement, and part of it's going to be an NDA. No disparaging comments, nothing else coming out of this. He's not getting 50, 60 million, believe me. But he's not walking away with nothing. So it's some number where his agent, I think it's still Bob Lamont, who I dealt with for years. There's this whole Andy Reid tree, includes Gruden. Mike Holmgren tree, sorry, that includes Reid and Gruden, where all these coaches have Bob Lamont and lawyers working for them.
Does this get worse in the coming weeks? Are we done with it?
The NFL hopes not. I mean, the hopes that this is the end. But listen, I think you, I think me, I think everyone in national media would like to know more. Obviously, fans and the public. But this is, I talk about sacrifice. Did the NFL, whoever leaked this, really think we'd sort of brush it off and say, let's go on to the next topic? I think the NFL thinks that.
I think they're hoping that. Yeah, I think they're hoping.
I think transparency breeds trust. I get emails from people like they're like the mafia. Well, the mafia has secrets. When you have secrets, you're going to get those kind of comments.
Great to touch base with you. Keep stirring it up on Twitter, Andrew. Thanks for joining us as always.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Talk soon.
That's Andrew Brandt, Sports Illustrated columnist and host of Business is Sports podcast, a former Packers executive and director of Villanova Sports Law and Business Program. It just doesn't add up. Like, why John Gruden? And he's not a victim. I'm just saying, out of all of this, somebody who is looking through, combing through these documents goes, oh, wow, look at what Gruden said. Did they say anything about anybody else? Because if John Gruden is corresponding with Bruce Allen, they work together a couple of different places, they're friends. Is he corresponding with Jay Gruden, who for a period was the Washington football coach? I'm going to guess. Who else was on the chain there? And are those names going to surface? Just, it doesn't add up. You want to go after Gruden? Okay, but you're supposed to be going after the Washington football team. I don't understand. You know, who had it out for John Gruden? Did the commissioner have it out for John Gruden? Because somebody had to. And then you leak it. Well, the commissioner doesn't come on this show, so it's not like I can ask him questions, because I've had a couple of people saying, would you ask the commissioner? Yes, I would ask him this. Yeah, of course I would. I'm not afraid of the commissioner. It might be the other way around. I respect, you know, that he has a title, position, all of those things. What he's done. But, you know, maybe before I retire, it'd be nice. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to happen. The only time he comes on is when I'm not here.
Ross Tucker was hosting the last time.
Yeah. It's like somebody in the NFL home office goes, hey, Ross Tucker's hosting the Dan Patrick Show. Hey, tell him I'll go on the show.
Commissioner, spicy for life, yes or no?
But I'm curious how this happens. And do you care about it? And maybe you don't. You know, the NFL is so strong, so powerful, they can just go, we don't have to answer to you. And they don't. Yeah, McClub.
I'm looking at the headline yesterday from the Washington Post. It says, NFL won't release more from WFT investigation despite anger over offensive emails. That headline implies that they released the Gruden emails.
Yes.
But the NFL is saying, we did not release those emails.
Yes, they leaked them.
But the Washington Post shouldn't really have that headline saying the NFL won't release
that's
more.
That's true. No, that's true.
And that was the key story of the whole, of that moved it forward yesterday.
I mean, it should be the NFL won't leak any more email is what it should have said. And this isn't in defense of John Gruden at all. I would have fired him. I mean, I would have fired him after what he said on Friday about Demoris Smith. And then you had the other emails that came out. Somebody wanted John Gruden fired. Plain and simple. Because the source who's involved in this said, if it wasn't going to happen on Friday, it was going to eventually happen. The question is, when did the Raiders/John Gruden want to stop it? Because he could have stopped it on Friday. Mark Davis could have fired him on Friday. And then these other emails probably, from what I'm told, don't come out. Probably don't. Because that didn't, those did. And John Gruden is now out. But I think there's still a lot of answers here.
And Dan, that's what the league office is looking for right now, is answers to these questions.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Jimerson.
Hey. Actually, that's not what the league office is looking
for.
No,
they're not. They're not.
Despite being the only people who has the answers to these questions, Dan, that's what they're searching for right now, answers to these questions. Who leaked these emails? Well, being the only people who had possession of these emails, that's what the NFL is looking into right now. Who had these emails?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep.
That's Jimmy Jimerson. Let's take a break. Play of the Day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex.
twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play's gonna play of the day.
Where's my God?
Check this out. First pitch on a fly ball, deep center, going back, Kane at the wall. That is good!
Freddie!
First pitch, and he sends a shockwave through the ballpark, and they're going crazy here in Atlanta.
That's courtesy of WCNN 680 The Fan, Braves Radio Network. Freddie Freeman said he wasn't trying to hit a home run, but he did. He's homered in at least each of the last four postseasons and leads the Braves in playoff home runs over that span with five. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by that great wireless outdoor security camera by Simply Safe, engineered with all the advanced tech security to help keep you and your family safe. Learn more. Get 20% off your new system. Visit simplysafedan.com. I mentioned during the commercial break with the Danettes, I said, there's a pitcher, and not a big-name pitcher, that I would tune in or I would even want to go watch pitch. I'm that fascinated by him. He is 37 years of age, I believe, 36, 37, and he's been in a few postseason games in the last 5 years. Has some of the best breaking ball pitches of anybody in baseball. I think he's throwing a knuckle curve. He sort of defies gravity or logic or, you know, analytics with some of his pitches, the way they look. Anybody want to take a guess? Okay. He is pitching for the Braves.
Steve Avery.
Steve Avery, no.
Oh.
No. He might be in his 50s now.
My bad.
Yeah. Charlie Morton. Love watching him pitch. I don't know why, but I just do. It feels like he's one of those true pitchers. Now, he does, and, you know, they all throw hard, but he used to be on the Astros. He was on Tampa. He's a big game pitcher. Love watching him pitch. Yes, McLovin.
I hate him. He struck out Bryce Harper four times in a row. Like,
yeah.
He's tough on lefties, right?
He's tough on everybody with that breaking ball. But, I watched him pitch twice now, and I'm like, he's fun to watch, man. He'd be held to try to hit, but he's fun to watch. Yeah, Paul.
37 years old. He had 33 starts this year. That's kind of the max for a starting pitcher. 14-6, 3.34 ERA.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's just one of those guys that you go, oh, that's right. I would not want to, you know, when you have one of those big games you have to win, closeout games, like I would not want to face him. I think he's really, really good.
You're calling him as your guy nationally.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love Scherzer. I was on the Garrett Cole bandwagon when he was with the Pirates. Chris Sale when he was with the White Sox. I'm late getting to Charlie because he's 37. Yes, McLovin.
I thought you were going to go with that reliever Kelly on the Dodgers because always exciting to watch.
Yeah, Joe Kelly is interesting.
He's kind of how do you describe him? Every time he's in there, it feels like a bit of an adventure, even though he's good.
Yeah, but he feels like he's, he's got that professorial look. With a great arm, but just throwing it out there. Sometimes we only give love to the big names, and Charlie Morton is. And I think it's Charlie Morton the fourth, by the way, not Junior the third.
CM4
quad.
I think he's quad.
We got ourselves a quad.
He's Hybe. Matt in Chicago. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and make sure that you were not going to wish my buddy Carlos a happy birthday today.
Oh, I was.
Yeah, he just doesn't really deserve it. So I just wanted to call and make sure that it doesn't happen.
I will not wish Carlos a happy birthday, Matt. All right.
Whatever, Carlos.
Yeah. Everybody knows Carlos is a loser. No, I didn't want to wish him a happy birthday.
I mean, maybe he could pay for a round once in a while.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you bring out your Discover credit card there, Carlos? That'd be nice. Man, that guy's been on scholarship ever since we've known him. All right, McLovin, what's the poll question? By the way, we don't know Carlos, and I don't know Matt either. And Matt was trying to be sneaky and wishing his boy a happy birthday.
I appreciate that effort.
No, it was good. It was, you know, kind of a backdoor slider there. Yeah. All right, you got me. Yeah.
I still have up, who would you start a franchise with? Josh Allen, Justin Herbert,
okay,
or Patrick Mahomes? People came to their senses a little bit. Now Mahomes is leading, Herbert second, Josh Allen third.
Look, you want to pick those guys, it's great. It just feels like that's the flavor of the week here. That, how about we have a conversation here? Josh Allen's playing well, Justin Herbert's playing well, their teams are playing well, Chiefs aren't, and would you take them over Patrick Mahomes? I don't think there's any GM right now, if I said you're on the clock right now, in real time, you got 15 minutes, you guys discuss that you're going to take Justin Herbert or Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. Now, they might eventually be on that level, that pedestal, but they aren't right now. How about, you know, maybe get to a Super Bowl, you know, in fairness to Mahomes. Like, Mahomes hasn't fallen off the planet here, the face of the earth. It's just his team is not good. He's still on pace for 51 or 52 touchdowns. Yeah, McLovin.
But the oldest mistake that NFL GMs make is going height of quarterback. Remember, they'd always take a 6'5 guy.
Yes.
Maybe there's some heightism going on here because Herbert and Allen are tall. Kyler Murray's not on this poll.
No,
he'll never be on
not.
This poll. Russell Wilson.
Lamar Jackson. What's Lamar, 6'2"?
Yeah, he's not tall either. Russell Wilson still hasn't gotten over that.
He's not even 6 feet. Trevor Lawrence, heightism.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Of course I said Trevor Lawrence. He's 6'6".
Man, there are a lot of quarterbacks running for a lot of yards. You got Lamar Jackson with 341 yards. Jalen Hurts at 256. Daniel Jones just under 200. Josh Allen just under 200. Mahomes 153. Trey Lance 133. Tannehill 130. You know, these guys, feels like you're going to rush for 500 yards. Can you check the how many quarterbacks have rushed for at least 500 yards in a season, the same season? You know, we had like seven quarterbacks rush for 500 yards, and you got the extra game this year. But it feels like that added dimension is so important now when you look at these quarterbacks. I still like the guy. I like Russell Wilson, who extends a play, but I you know, he's not taking on defenders. I worry every time I see Josh Allen do that. You're going to take on a defender, and those guys are trained to hit people. You're not trained to take hits. Yeah, Pauline.
I got quarterbacks who have rushed for 500 or more yards in a season the most times. It's pretty good. Cam Newton, 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Vick, 6. Randall Cunningham, 6. Russell Wilson, 5. And it drops from there.
Mm. Okay. You're going to have probably 5 or 6 quarterbacks rush for 500 yards this year. Yeah, McLovin.
And Russell Wilson just got hurt in the pocket, by the way. That had nothing to do with running.
Yeah.
I think he hit a helmet. Throwing, he hit a helmet.
Yeah. Maybe if he was taller, he wouldn't have hit the helmet. I told Russ, you got to get taller. If you're going to stay in Seattle, you better get taller. He didn't listen to me. All right, coming up next hour, Kyrie Irving. Is he going to stay out the whole season? We'll talk to Frank Isola, covers the Nets. He'll join us coming up next here, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one, rockauto.com. All the parts your car, truck will ever need. Founded by automotive engineers in 1999. This is a family-founded business. They had two goals in mind. Giving you direct access to all the information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, make the parts affordable, offering reliably low prices. rockauto.com will not only have the parts you need, but also give you a choice of brands and prices and features. And maybe you prefer installing a Mopar brand part on your Dodge. You want to spend as little as possible on a beater or need heavy duty parts for a tow vehicle. Why waste time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, and waiting in lines. They want to make sure that you cut down on all that time and all the expenses. Go to rockauto.com today and make sure you tell them we sent you. You can write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know you listened to this program. All the parts your car, truck, whatever need, rockauto.com, and tell them we sent you.